Blog Talk Radio.
Attention all union members. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, all union meetings are now canceled. All union member rights to govern the union have been suspended. Stay away from the union office. Do not attempt to question elected leaders or company managers. Shut up! Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay away from the union office. Dues will be extracted from your paycheck, and you will not question where the money is going. Anyone caught discussing a strike, slowdown, sick out, picket, or meeting with union members without permission from elected leaders may be trolled online, mysteriously fired, and their grievances may be lost. Remain calm. Do not fight unfair company policies. Your union rep will be by to explain how you cannot tell the company how to treat you or maintain the best possible working conditions. Anyone caught sharing information from the union, labor law, the contract, or local bylaws without permission of the elected leaders will be humiliated. Remain calm. Do not strike. The number one enemy of progress is questions. Withholding information is more important than knowing the truth. All obedience to elected leaders and management will proceed as normal. No union member may post on Facebook without permission from the union office. Read only the information given by your elected leaders. Shut up! Obey all orders without question. The contract we give you will be ratified. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
All right, good morning, everybody. If you are a Christian, happy Easter to you. If you are not a Christian, check it out. So if you are a full-time worker at the CTA and you're in Local 308 or Local 241, you may be working today and you're not getting a premium. Full-timers are, though. And the contract that we have that expired on December 30, 2019 has no accommodations for part-timers to have any kind of premium for a holiday. None. And for a union, for a job that is a union job, that is a bargain for a job, that is unacceptable. Some say, oh, well, I went through that. Doesn't make it right. And that's what we have to understand, is that we cannot make excuses for our deficiency. Whenever there's a deficiency, whenever there's a problem in society that affects the health of the people. And when you think of a job, you don't necessarily think it's health related, but it is, because you spend a lot of your life doing the job. And so working conditions, bargained for collectively as a union, should be seen as a health issue. We have the workers' contract, This is a open source, public contract written by, it is created by Local 241, Local 308 members, and we take everybody's proposal items and we distill them and we put them inside the new contract. And you can see it for yourself and you can participate in the project. And in it, we take Article 3.6 that governs or dictates what the working conditions are for part-time workers, part-time employees. And when it comes to holiday pay, the contract reads in 3.6 that part-time employees shall not be eligible for paid leave or other fringe benefits applicable to full-time employees, except as specifically provided herein, which isn't. So in the workers' contract, we change that. We say the part-time employees will not be eligible for some paid leave or other fringe benefits applicable to full-time employees, except as specifically provided herein. Part-time employees will receive time and a half premium for pay holidays worked. It's only fair. And what incentive does anyone have when they're working part-time to even show up if they don't have that time and a half? This is not unusual for part-time jobs. This is not strange. Why is it the Local 308, Local 241, we are always playing catch-up? Catch-up. Not mustard, ketchup and mustard. I'm talking catching up to the non-bargained-for world. For example, we have this issue with Fight for 15. So we're supposed to get all the part-time jobs up to 15 sometime this summer. But that's catching up with the law, right? That's catching up with something that people have already fought for. The unions are not organizations to follow, that follow other people. Union workers historically are the trend setters. The unions are not supposed to follow the trend. They're supposed to set the trend. For what? Safety. For wages and working conditions. Prevailing wage is a union thing historically. Working conditions is established by unions. But now, for the past 50 years, that we have succumbed to the assaults by corporations and their servants and governments, we are now falling behind. And people who aren't union workers are looking at this and saying, why should we be in a union? We're just paying money to somebody. They say, well, it's like you need a lawyer. You know, they'll help fight for you if you get in trouble. Why? I don't get in trouble. And frankly, a lot of people, most coworkers are not getting in trouble every day where they need that. It's more than grievances, sisters and brothers. It is more than having a lawyer. The unions are not lawyers. Lawyers really have one use for a union, and that is to keep the officers out of jail. You have people thinking now we got to listen to the lawyers for everything. The lawyers are not the union. The unions are not lawyers. The sole purpose of the union is to take power from those with power and give it to those who have no power. This was at the heart of the Farm Workers Union. Got the exact acronym, Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez, in the great boycott back in the early 80s, I think it was, the late 70s. Late 70s. That is the purpose. It's not to be a lawyer. It's to govern and discipline and control the workers. But that's what we've done. I see some comments here. Yes, the union theme song we did. I'm sorry I didn't let you all know. That was Shut Up, Be Happy. That's the theme song because our brothers and sisters in Local 241 have not had union meetings coming up 13 months now. Local 308, we've been having them kind of reckless in person in a stuffy room. None of these leaders, so-called leaders, want to have virtual union meetings. They absolutely refuse. They come up with all kinds of excuses. Oh, the international ATU said such and such. Oh, shut up. You know what the international ATU cares about? President Dixon and President Hill. You know what they really care about? It's that per capita tax. You stop mailing that 30 or 40, whatever we pay, then we're in trouble. We got local virtual charter meetings allowing the members introduce motions and vote on grievances. There's ways to protect people's personal identification. So many services out there to make us put our unions in a virtual world where we could even function without ever having to go inside of it. To do that, so, the year 2021. Y'all act like year 1971. So no part-time paid vacation either. That's right. They give you unpaid time. So if you're a part, you got 2 weeks of vacation. You get a week for your first year, and then all the years after that, but it's unpaid. But it's good to know that, hey, take off, you got to take off. But what this does is, as Brother Tom was saying, that Facebook is doing like radio. And I don't know if we're going to take calls. I'm not sure if the Facebook Live people will hear us. So I'm going to give the phone. But one chat, Facebook, or Blog Talk. And Brother Tom is just saying, yeah, this is just a, doesn't do anything. We need full-time jobs, full-time work, not just sitting in for the CSA, about being exposed to all kinds of elements, all kinds of pathogens, and making sure people don't get lost when they ride the trains and the buses. The workers' contract in Article 3.6, okay, and in fact, we when it comes to the health insurance, we say there'll be no more increase in input contribution premium or deductions for the duration of the agreement. And if you're a part timer, you go full time. Contract currently locks you full-time benefits for 3 months. That ain't fair. What if you've been a part-timer for like 8 years? Even if you've just been there a year. After 1 month, then you get your benefits full-time. Insurance. Now, this we put this in the workers' contract too, where there's this weird thing that if I work at the CPA, my wife works at the CPA, I got to get health insurance for me, and she's got to get health insurance for me. I can't get back, then it covers her. Now, if she works somewhere else or she doesn't work anywhere else at home, then she is okay in that family coverage. So what we say, we strike through all of that and say, employee and spouse who also work for the authority may put their spouse as a dependent on the family plan. I see your brother Reginald, brother Louis, and Kenny, and brother Noel are watching. And you see, the pandemic has shown that we work. We're so-called essential. I say so-called, not accurate, because they use that as a term to try to lock us in to giving up our right to strike according to the Illinois Public Labor Act, Section 17. So when you adopt that word, I'm a son, you're actually taking on the language they want you to take so that you become a son, and then they can slide you in there, the amend Section 17. It qualifies certain jobs as essential. You don't want to be essential in the state of Illinois. You want to be frontline. Part-timers should be crew seniority. But we have that in the contract, but we also have with that in the contract that after 6 months, you're full-time. You got a good record? You're full-time. Now, you come in late to work a lot. You know, you're getting some issues. Okay, they will be able to hold you back. After 6 months, you're going full time. But we have to put what the members want in our contract. We got to make sure not what the CTA or the mayor would accept. And that's what they tell you. A lot of the union officers will tell you that. We got to make a contract, they're going to say, because we asked for this and we asked for that, and they said no. What is this ask for? What do we need the union for if we're asking? Unions don't ask. Unions demand. Coffee? You say, give me that coffee. I want coffee now. Well, we can't give it to you. Well, when can you give it to me? I can give it to you tomorrow. No, I need it now. Oh, God. Can I give it to you in an hour? No, I want it now. Okay, can we give it to you in 30 minutes? No, I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm putting my machine, my tools down. I'm going to take a break. In fact, we're going to take a break. Okay. Here's an oversimplified version of what a union is supposed to do. But I, it's no exception. Anybody, and they will tell you, some people will tell you, the business union that's local, 308 local, well, we're a different kind of union. You come here with all of what them other unions done, but we're different. CTA is different. No. Food smells the same. There it is. Smoke. Takes, there's a fire, no matter what. You don't need to be a veteran 45 years to know when there is injustice. The issues that we've dealt with, pandemic, and we got just about 8 minutes, about 10 minutes left on the blog talk stream, but on Facebook, I guess we could just keep going. I'm hoping my connection is working. Workers have been organized throughout the pandemic. They're all over the country. And there's been wildcat strikes. And what a wildcat strike is there's many kinds of strikes, actually. But you should know what a wildcat strike is. Wildcat strike is what a workers get together, they don't get the president of the union, get the officers, we're going to all get together, this and that. on Local 26 in Detroit around this time last year. A couple weeks prior in March, Local 26 Detroit and bus operator struck for it, demanding PPE and that word, what's that phrase? Hazard pay. You know what? Got it. So, workers in the CPA, we put together something calling on our union to help us. And it was similar, and they refused. The traitors, both of them, Ken Franklin and Keith Hill, traitors. They betrayed us. Absolutely. And they went around and they said, we are not going to talk about anything about public action, striking, anything like that. Okay. That's what they did. Now, in a couple of days, it's going to be April 8th. On April 8th, 2020, our coworkers at Midway Airport, Midway Shop, basically walked out, quite a few of them, because of safety issues regarding the pandemic. And our union, were very quiet about it and basically betrayed them. And when you talk to the coworkers, you understand. Hopefully one day we can do like an interview with them and just get the whole story. Now, right now, because of the pandemic and because there's so much desperation out there in society, a lot of our coworkers were on the front lines. I mean, literally on the front lines. You got the vehicle operators, train, bus. You have the servicers who clean the trains and the bus, especially the trains. Bus servicers are generally, you know, in the garage or out of the public. But the train, a lot of the train too, you know, they'll be in the shop, but we got servicers that are on the platforms, and we got janitors, and we got also platforms. And these union workers are being attacked every day. People got nothing to lose, so they're assaulting, they're spitting, they're threatening. They're hitting every day. And our union presidents refuse. We can protest. So we do that. So on 95th Street, we did something. At Howard Street coming up, look out for it. We plan to do something. So you, when you're off the clock, you have a lot of power. You can take minutes, you can take a couple hours, you can take the whole day. You can organize a protest with your coworkers about these working conditions, about being beat up at work. There's no reason why you should be treated this way. And nothing's going to change if we don't speak up, if you don't organize with your coworkers. Our union leaders, they just want to meet with, they want to do secret meetings with executives and politicians, and they're going to tell us they can't do this anymore, and they'll be like, oh, okay, and they just go back to work and do what they do. When the public has no idea what we're going through, the public will not support our action. They will not support us making demands for better working conditions. It's better working conditions. What? Cost money. That's the unions do. There's no union management relationship. The labor and company management are polar opposites. I'll break it down to you simply. Job of a corporate executive or talking about people control how a company is managed. To save costs, to cut costs, save money, and boost production. And that is often done on the back of the workers. It's sometimes, you know, supplies, things like that, but that affects the workers. Because people say, well, we're gonna get cheaper tools. So the mechanics, repairmen, will end up, I can't use this thing, it doesn't fit, it's ripped. Using cheaper hardware. Oh, now the bolt's using me this long, not this long, you know. Cutting jobs. Our blog talk live stream is going to end in about a minute, but it's going to keep going for about 10 minutes after that. And the Facebook live stream. So the job that you pick in this pit, maybe they'll cut one or two of them, or they'll merge them with other stuff in the next pit. What does that do for you? Nothing. It saves money on their end. But for you, what does it do? It makes you have to work more for less. Except the way you have to do the work. At the Justice Coalition, we are calling for workers, for co-workers to help assemble something in the contract to put in two-person crews. Two persons. Every job has to have two people. Jobs that are out there to the public. Maybe if you're a parking room clerk or a terminal clerk, even that, if you're a terminal clerk, you get overwhelmed. But to operators, vehicles, maintenance people, two better than one. But that comes. That costs money. So the live is over at Blog Talk, but it's still for the 14 minutes. You have to have an operator and a conductor. You have the train operator who operates the motor, controls the motor, drives the train. You got someone who deals with the customers in the doors, comes a apprentice of the operator. So that person can move that position for more pay. Flagman. There's always more than one on the right of way. Repairman doing inspection. There should be two. Have an apprentice and someone with some experience. Always, at all times. Because that's where most of the safety violations occur. If you've got a new person on the shop floor, in the garage, in the shop, on the train, on the bus. And they just make sometimes deadly mistakes. It could be prevented if there was a partner with other eyes and more experience. Tragic circumstance. It won't be much better that way. It's safer for workers. But we need the public on our side when we push these things. When we demand these things. Let's see if there's any other. Trying to see here. Don't want to miss anybody if they had any questions or anything. Let's see. Doesn't look like it. So, you know, I started talking about Easter. And it's Sunday, sunny, nice weather, but there's people that got to work 24-hour operation, got to serve the people, time of day or night. Why is it that some members get paid for that day, double, and some don't? This is against, this is absolutely antithetical against
our union, our bylaw, okay, our constitution. As a union, I'm going to. Okay. The preamble. Kind of long, so I want to just go to a couple things. So we, the Amalgamated Transit Union, and harmony. Order and harmony. We're going to establish in the cities, in our neighborhoods, on our blocks. Okay, but it starts at work, where we work. So is it harmonious? Did my coworker, who's a CSA, or in the Second Chance Program, or a part-time bus operator, has no dental insurance, it may have an infection in the lungs, that if caught right away will prevent it from having to do more expensive, more invasive surgery on their mouth. See, we don't understand part-time, no. So if they were full-time, they would have it. We can't just say, well, let's make sure the part-timers get dental. No, let's get the part-timers the full-time. Because if you're in the rail side and you want to go full-time, the only way to really do it is going to Second Chance Program and then hope that you can get Second Chance Program. You can go from apprentice, so-called apprentice servicer or janitor full-time. Or you come in at PSA, service assistant, and you got to go to flag. And then after that, that's still part-time. After that, you become get trader certified and hopefully get full-time. These things, and for some, it's been years. You got some flagmen who are certified in operating, they're still part-time. And they're safe. Yes, some flagmen that aren't trained for motor qualified, train operator qualified. Okay. Still part-time for years. And they know their job really well. They teach a lot of people. They teach all the new flagmen to come on and move on, operator and whatnot, like I did. What kind of harmony? How is it harmonious? We, the union, Local 308, Local 241, sign off. We allow our residents to sign off on these agreements that establish these kind of disharmonious jobs. And the CSAs end up being pitted against the CSR because the CSR is picking CSA, can't necessarily pick, but then, well, maybe the pick people who are in the CTA kind of manipulate pick part-time customer system. So what does that cause? That causes them to fight against each other, to dislike, distrust, working with each other. When CSA started, sometimes there were issues with CSRs that I ain't helping them out. They're part-time. You know, they're going to take our job. Yeah. See what that happens. It shouldn't happen. Everyone full-time. If you want to be part-time, to stay part-time, that's different. But the majority of people don't want that. They don't. So as I was saying, Local 241 is having no meeting in December. The Justice Coalition organized protests at the Local 241 office demanding that President Hill and at the time, Ken Franklin, for virtual membership meeting, and of course, used. All of this is in the Take Action section of publicworker.com. Well, we have a new president, Local 308, and I believe the pandemic played a part in him getting in there, and he has absolutely trashed union democracy just once. Eric Dixon is not interested. He's interested in what he wants. If he doesn't, he told me this. He knows that there's too many diverse opinions out there, and
apparently he has no interest in gathering all these diverse opinions and helping us quantify them to come up with democratic solutions to what we need to do about major issues, such as the healthcare trust. He's just deciding what he wants to do. This is very dangerous. Not a union. It's not what a union president is supposed to do. What are you talking about? Union, he's the boss. Actually, there is no boss. If there is a boss, it's us, the member. So, and I'm going to, the preamble's kind of long, so I'm just going to go, we the Amalgamated Transit Union build up an organization where all the working members of our craft, the solution of which depends our welfare, prosperity. All, A-L-L, not some, not the ones that the union president likes, not the ones that the secretary can tolerate. All, all. This is our union. And what Hill, the president, don't seem to understand. And same, Frank, is that they have duty to collect information from us about what we want, quantify it, carry out what we want. If the majority of us want to go to healthcare trust law or change it, then that's what they got. We want to change. We want it to zero. We want it 1%, 2%, 2.5%, 1%. We have to be surveyed, and then they have to take that information and say, well, that's what I'm now, what y'all willing to do to back up the message that I have to bring as their exclusive bargaining agent? He could even take the president and take a couple of us in. They don't like that, because then we'll know what they're really talking about. And that's what they do. They make deals. We got to tell them no more deal making. This is the year 2021. We're the COVID revolution generation. So we have to tell them, now you're going to do what we want. So when we go to the union meeting presidents to do these types of things, and they'll tell you in 308, I'm always at the meetings passing motions and they're being shot down, but it's an exercise in union democracy. And sometimes they do get support. So on Blog Talk, we're about wrapping up. I think we've gone long enough. This short message. So 1 year now, right? I really encourage all of you, look for the leader within. Don't look for people to elect. You don't have to suffer for 3 years under a dictator. Union belongs to you. It is yours. We've given it, given the control to people we elect, which is wrong. But that's okay, because that's what America is. We're all about, I'm just going to pay someone to do something. I'm going to pay my way to happiness. And we do that. It's natural. But we have to sacrifice. And for those of you that are Christians, on this Easter Sunday, we know that our part-time brothers and sisters are not getting that holiday pay. Christ, who sacrificed to make the world, to make humanity better, to give humanity a chance. We have to do that for our part-time brothers and sisters. We got to sacrifice. We got to give up some time. We got to give up some fear. We don't have to deal with being threatened by the protesters, full-time jobs. It's been a whole year of this suffering. No one deserves to live in poverty who's a local 308, a local 241 member,
put up GoFundMe pages because fire in the house, they can't afford this. Okay? I hope this message inspires you. Inspires you to take initiative, to be a leader. Last thing, April 13th is an election, in Local 41. We got two candidates. There's two candidates who I've worked with during the pandemic to try to get justice for our coworkers. Brother Nick Schoolark, Brother Miguel Perez. Schoolark is at 103rd Main Stewart. Miguel is at Desi, Transportation Steward. It's not an endorsement. I'm just letting you know these two brothers sacrificed personal time for each other. So they understand that unionism is more than just election. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks a lot for supporting the message given you. And I hope it inspires you to be the change. Thank you. That's it. I wanted to get that over.
8 or Local 241, you may be working today and you're not getting a premium. Old-timers are, though. The contract that we have that expired on December 31st, 2019, has no accommodations for part-timers to have any kind of premium for a holiday. None. And for a union, for a job that is a union job, that is a bargain for a job, that is, some say, oh, well, I went through that. Well, I did too, full-time now. But when I went through it, doesn't make it right. And that's what we have to understand, is that we cannot make excuses for our deficiency. Whenever there's any kind of premium, whenever there's a pro holiday in society, it affects the health for a union of the people, for a job that is a union job and that is a bargain for a job. You think of that is a job. You don't necessarily think it's health related, but it is, because you spend a lot of your life doing the job. And so working conditions, bargain for a we have a workers' contract Christian, happy Easter. So if you are a full-time worker at CTA and you're in Local 3, good morning, everybody. not a Christian, check it out. So if you are a full-time worker at CTA and you're in Local 308 or Local 241, you may be working today and you're not getting a premium. Old-timers are, though, and the contract that we have that expired on December 31st, 2019, has no accommodations for part-timers to have any kind of premium for a holiday. And for a union, for a job that is a union job, that is a bargain for a job, that is unacceptable. Some say, oh, well, I went through that. Well, I did too, full time now. But when I went through it, doesn't make it right. And that's what we have to understand, is that we cannot make excuses. Whenever there's a deficiency, whenever there's a problem in society that affects the health of the people. And when you think of a sole purpose of the union is to take power from, and this was at the heart of the Farm Workers Union. I've got the exact acronym. Dolores Huerta, Jesus Chavez, in the Great Boycott back in the early 80s, I think it was, or the late 70s. That is the purpose of the union. It is not to be a lawyer. It's not to govern and discipline and control the workers. But that's what we've become. I see some comments here. The members want in our contract. We got to make a contract that we want, not what the CTA or the mayor will accept. And that's what they tell you. A lot of the union officers will tell you that. Yeah, we got to make a contract. They're going to say, we asked for this, we asked for that. They said no. What is it? Ask for. What do we need a union for if we're asked? I'll say, hey, can I have some coffee? You say, give me that coffee. I want coffee now. Well, we can't give it to you. Well, when can you give it to me? I can give it to you tomorrow. No, I need it now. Oh, God. Can I give it to you in an hour? No, I want it now. Okay, can we give it to you in 30 minutes? No, I'm leaving. I'm putting my machine down, my tools down. I'm going to take a break. In fact, all my coworkers, we're going to take a break. Okay. Here's your coffee. Okay. Now, that's a super-duper oversimplified version of what a union is supposed to do. But I am no exception. Anybody could learn this, and anyone should know. And they will tell you, some people will tell you, the business union that's in local 308 and local 241 say, well, we're a different kind of union. You can come here with all what some other unions done and all. But we're different. CTA is different. Our unions, AD, we're all different. No. Rotten food smells the same no matter where it is. Smoke indicates there's a fire no matter what it is. You don't need to be a veteran of 45 years to know so some issues that he dealt with in the pandemic. And we got just about 8. I'm hoping my connection is working. Right now, the because of the pandemic, because there's so much desperation out there in society, a lot of our coworkers who are on the front line, I mean literally on the front line, you got that, the vehicle operator, the train, the bus, you have the servicers clean the train, the bus, especially the train. Bus services are generally, you know, in the garage or train, a lot of the train too, you know, they'll be in the shop, but we got servicers that are on the platform. Janitors, stations, terminals, and we got supervisors also on the platform. And these union workers are being attacked every day. People got nothing to lose. So they're assault, spitting, threatening, they're hitting every day. And our union president. But see, the workers, we can pick it. We can protest. So we do that. On 95th Street, we did something. At Howard Street, coming up, look out for it, planted in something. So, you're off the clock. You have a lot of power. Take 1 hour, take 30 minutes, take a couple hours, you take the whole day to organize a protest. Fitted strips, using cheaper hardware. Oh, now both used to be this long, now they're this long, you know. Cutting jobs. Our blog talk live stream is going to end in about a minute, but it's going to keep going for about 10 minutes after that. And the Facebook live stream is going to keep going. Stay with us. So, the jobs that you pick, in this pick, maybe they'll cut one or two of them, or they'll merge them with other.